Your brother Fandy?
Greetings to you all.
大家好。
I believe every Christian has something to offer to the church.
我相信每一位弟兄姊妹们都有一些是可以为教会献上的。
That is when they have the right relationship with Jesus Christ the Lord.
那是当他们与神有一个很好的关系。
And how can we make our relationship right with Christ is simple in the Bible.
我们怎么与神之间能够有这么好的关系呢？在圣经里面讲的是非常简单的。
And the Lord has provided the salvation of the cross for all Christians.
神已经借着十字架将他的救赎已经带给他的子民们。
And we begin therefore with the cross.
所以我们是从十字架开始。
And the process for all Christians is also the cross.
所以所有的基督徒也是从十字架开始的。
And the cross is the greatest grace that God can give any one of us.
那这十字架也是神所赐的怜悯，对所有的人赐的怜悯。
Because Jesus Christ himself took it first.
因为主耶稣基督先受了。
Apart from the cross, there is no grace and mercy of God.
在十字架以外，并没有怜悯与恩典。
So therefore, in order for all Christians to establish right relationship with the Lord, we must continue to come to the cross.
如果我们要与神之间有很好的关系，我们就必须从十字架开始。
And oftentimes we talk about church building.
我们时常说建造教会。
How are we together to build a church when we are so different?
我们在这么多不同的人，我们不同的当中，我们要如何来建造呢？
And we want to look unto the cross.
我们需要来看十字架。
Because the cross is the way of God to deconstruct everyone individuals.
因为这是神在每一个人当中所做拆毁的一个工作。
Without breaking apart our natural self,
如果不将我们天然生命拆毁,
there is not possible for God to build us together.
那神就没有办法将我们在一起来建造。
And we know God is always in control.
我们知道神一直都是有主权。
We are now living in the end times.
我们在末世的时候了。
And we know the weather becomes very hot and hotter every day.
我们知道每一天的天气的温度是一天比一天还要热。
It revealed a lot of our conditions as human beings.
这就显示出我们人许多的一些的情形。
And for those of us who can afford air conditioning, it's not a problem.
那我们如果有人有的人就可以有这个冷气机的话，那就有冷气机。
就没问题。
就没问题。
But then a lot of people can't afford the electricity.
那有些人却没有办法付出这样的一个这样子的一个电费。
So it is something very hard for them to deal with.
所以这样的对那些人就非常的困难。
And we know that not only the temperatures get hotter these days.
不但是这个天气的气温逐渐的上升。
In China, in Indonesia, just for the past couple of days, there were earthquakes.
在中国，在印度尼西亚，印尼有过去几天就有大地震。
And people died.
有人也死亡。
A lot of losses.
有许多的失去的东西。
Human beings are smart.On their, in their own wisdom.
我们时常人有他们自我们有自己的聪明智慧。
But then, after a while, in a certain time, all our wisdom cannot resist what happens in the nature.
可是当大自然来的一些情形来的时候，我们就没有办法来面对这些事情。
The earthquake comes, everything is torn down.
当地震来的时候，全部的都拆毁了。
And people very busy built it up again.
那人就还是忙着把它再重新建造起来。
The next one comes, everything is torn down.
然后下一个又来了，又被拆毁。
And everyone comes and build it up again.
人又再聚集，再把它建造起来。
Do we see the wisdom of the cross in it?
我们有看到十字架的智慧在这里面吗？
The nature won't help the things that is not properly built.
大自然是不会帮助我们来把它照我们要的意思来建造。
And the cross of Christ won't compromise with anything that is not properly built in the body of Christ.
那这十字架也是照样就是不会照不会照着人的意思来建造。
Therefore, in order for us to be built up together as the body of Christ properly, we need to look unto the cross.
所以如果我们要在十字架里我们要好好在被建造起来的话，我们就要来看这个十字架。
And therefore, we thank God that He provides meetings for Christians.
我感谢神神有这样让我们有这样一些的聚集在一起。
Especially, many of us have just finished coming back from the summer conference.
许多的我们许多人在我们当中的许多人刚从夏令会回来。
And in the summer conference, we heard about the revelation, the greatest revelations of the New Testament.
那在特会当中，我们有听到这新约的最大的启示。
And why do we need revelation?
我们为什么需要启示呢？
We need revelations to in order for us to know how we are going to conduct ourselves.
因为我们需要知道我们要如何来生活，来行事。
And I really thank God for one brother that he gave a testimony some time ago.
我很感谢有一个弟兄在不久之前他做了一个见证。
He said that every time I open the Bible.It's because I want to find something that I can do on that day.
他说他很感谢神，就是每当他打开圣经的时候，他想要寻找就是当天能够做的事情。
In other words, he seeks to obey the Lord's will according to his words.
那意思就是说他愿意来顺服神的话语。
That is the wonderful way to keep the Christian conduct.
这是其中一个方法，就是我们基督徒来如何生活，来如何行事的。
More so, I thank God for the words of revelation given to His church.
所以我们也感谢神给他教会所有的启示。
Because the revelation given is not for individuals' conduct of behavior every day.
因为这启示不是只是给个人在每天生活所需要的一些。
But the true revelation of Christ is given to His entire church.
这个启示是给他教会所有的。所有的人。
In order to refresh our memory, and I hope everyone remember what we learned from the summer conference.
我想就是在温习一次这个夏令会我们所得着的这个启示。
And Brother Z talked about the greatest revelation in the New Testament involved four aspects.
史弟兄有在与我们交通到，就是在新约里有四个最大的启示。
And They are all found in Matthew chapter 16.
所有的都在马太福音第十六章里面。
So the first one is Jesus Christ.
第一个就是主耶稣基督。
The revelation of Jesus Christ will reveal the lives that God is pleased with.
主耶稣基督会彰显神所有的旨意。
And the second one is the church.
第二个就是教会。
And we must remember, without Jesus Christ, there is no church.
我们也要记得，就是如果没有主耶稣基督，那就也没有教会。
The church is born out of Jesus Christ.
教会是从耶稣基督而生的。
And as we remember, the church is necessary. Well, the church exists, therefore there is this necessary of the cross.
也是因为有教会的存在，因为有教会的存在，所以有对十字架的需要。
And the cross will then at the end ushered in the reward of the kingdom for his saints.
那所以最后就会有带下神的国度。
And so we remember the greatest revelation of the New Testament are four: Jesus Christ, Church, the cross, and the kingdom.
所以四个最大的启示就是基督耶稣教会十字架跟神的国度。
Why do we need revelation?
我们为什么需要启示呢？
We need revelation because this will give us the way to follow Jesus.
因为这会带领我们要来如何跟从主耶稣。
To follow God's ways.
来跟从神的旨意。
We are not to grope in this darkness of the world.
我们不是就这样活在这个黑暗的世界里面。
And we cannot just blindly follow every direction that people throw at us.
然后就盲从所有这一切的事和物。
But we can surely, and we need to surely follow the revelation of Jesus Christ.
所以我们需要非常确定的来跟从我们的主耶稣。
And that is far more than you open a Bible, find a verse, and try to do it.
那这是超过我们只是每天来到神的话面前来寻找一些我们能做的事情。
That follow of Jesus should affect every aspect of our daily lives.
这样跟从主耶稣应该是在我们生活的每一部分都能够有影响。
Let us open our Bible to Matthew 28.
我们一起来读马太福音第十六章。
28章。
马太福音二十八章。
We read the last verses 18-20.
十八节到二十节。
And we'll read them together.
来一起读。
Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 16.
马太福音第十六章。
Verses 24 and 25.
第24跟25节。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. And we heard from the summer conference that Matthew 16 is the rich of the entire book of Matthew.
我们从夏令会得知，就是马太福音第十六章是这新约的这个宝库。
最高点。
最高点。
Brother Z's word is the rich 无极。
无极。
And it is where all the Matthews, the words of the Matthew will come into the high points.
就是所有在马太福音的最高峰的一个点。
And the high points of Book of Matthew is about the greatest revelation of the New Testament.
所以马太福音最高峰呢，就是讲到这四个的大启示。
Now today we'll begin with Matthew 28.
我们今天先来交通马太福音第二十八章。
And because Jesus has said it after his before he ascended to heaven.
耶稣说的这些话是在他去回到天上之前所说的话。
And of course, Jesus appeared in the flesh to his disciples in order to encourage them and make sure they have seen that Jesus Christ will ascend.
当耶稣在对门徒在显现的时候，就是要让他们看见说，就是在肉身，他们肉眼可以看见他回到天上。
So when Jesus was glorified,
所以当耶稣被荣耀。
The Holy Spirit was sent to the disciples. The Holy Spirit is sent to the disciples.
圣灵就降下赐给门徒们。
Then all the words that Jesus spoke would become living in the disciples' hearts.
所以所有神所说的话就变成一个活化在门徒的。
Now Matthew 28, the last three verses is very important for the disciples.
马太第二十八章最后这三节是对门徒非常重要的。
It is important for all of us to remember always.
也对我们来说就是非常重要的。
And because without it, we do not know why we are serving in the church.
因为如果没有这些最后的话语，我们不知道为什么我们要来在教会来服侍。
And with it, then we serve the church.We serve in the church with great assurance and great goal.
那如果我们知道的话，我们就有 就知道说为什么我们要来服侍神，我们也知道我们的目标是什么。
The Lord said, all authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
他耶稣说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
Because he is now the authority.
因为现在他就是那权柄。
Whether it's in heaven or on earth.
不论是在天上或是在地上。
Therefore, we need to obey the Lord's command.
所以我们需要来顺服神的的旨意。
And the Lord's command is to tell his disciples to go out and make disciples of all the nations.
所以耶稣说你们要去做万民使万民做我的门徒。
And therefore, we know to be Christian, the number one service that we have is not to conduct meetings.
我们知道我们做基督徒最第一件事情不是只是来一个聚集来有一个聚集而已。
Not to have love feasts or worship.
而不是只是说来唱诗歌或者是就是有爱宴。
Whatever meetings we have is for us to make disciples of all the nations.
这些的聚集是为着是要来使万民做耶稣基督的门徒。
Everything else is to help for this purpose to be fulfilled.
所有的事情都是为了这件事情而做的。
So it gives us a mark of standard that we must abide by.
所以这有一个标准让我们可以来实行。
That is to say, week after week, are we making disciples for the Lord?
就一周一周的过去，我们有没有使万民做主耶稣基督的门徒呢？
That determines if we are following the Lord's command.
这样子就可以让我们自己知道说我们到底有没有来顺从神的旨意。
But I'm saying after I became a full-time minister, it is not easy to make disciples for the Lord.
那自从我当全职侍奉神的人，那来让万民做主耶稣基督门徒这件事呢，是不是一件容易的事情
？Especially, it's not easy for me who did not understand what that means.
尤其是当我不知道这件事情的意义是什么的时候。
And in other words, for the longest time, I did not know that was the purpose to make disciples of the nations.
因为我很长一段时间我并不知道目的就是要使万民做耶稣的门徒。
And I did not know how to do it.
我也不知道要如何来做。
And I did not have a standard of measure to talk about that achievement.
我也没有所谓的标准，一个可以让我看齐的标准来做这件事情。
So many years passed.
所以许多年过去了。
And I've been serving the youth, the young ones for the longest time.
我在青年年轻人当中服侍他们多年。
But I don't see many disciples for the Lord.
可是我并没有看到有许多的主耶稣的门徒们。
And earlier, as we opened, we talked about the Lord is using the cross to first deconstruct us.
我们之前有讲到说，十架就是来拆毁我们天然的生命。
Without us first being deconstructed, we cannot begin to build.
除非我们的生命是先被拆毁，神没有办法来建造。
In order for us to make disciples of the nations, we ourselves first have to be the Lord's disciples.
所以，如果我们要使万民做主耶稣的门徒，我们自己要先被神拆毁。
That's why I think it is important for us to face the facts.
所以，很重要就是我们是不是能够来面对这个事实。
The fact of the matter is that we ourselves has to be first the Lord's disciples.
事实就是我们自己要先来成为神的门徒。
And the Lord tells how the disciples are to follow him.
主耶稣会来告诉这些他门徒要如何来跟从他。
If the disciples observe all that the Lord has commanded,
如果门徒们都照着主耶稣所有一切所说的话都做了
，The Lord's promise is that I will be with you always.
那神就允许我们，就是他会时常与我们同在。
I am with you always.
我就常与你们同在
，Even to the end of the age.
直到世界的末了。
When the Lord gives a promise, He said, "I will."
当神应许我们，他就是会。就是会做到。
When we truly obey the Lord, then we find out that He is.
那当我们来顺服的时候，我们就发现 叫他，他就是会做那些他所说的。
In other words, to follow Jesus simply means to be the Lord's disciples.
所以跟从主耶稣的意思就是做主耶稣的门徒。
And the Lord will teach his disciple how to follow him.
那主耶稣也会告诉他的门徒要如何来跟从他。
He says in Matthew 16.
他说在马太第十六章说到。
At the end of the four greatest revelations.
在这末世这。四个最大的启示。
Then he make a request for his disciples.
那他对他的门徒们就有一个要求。
The greatest revelation of the New Testament means nothing if there were not the followers of the greatest revelation.
那这四个大的启示，如果不门徒们不是要来跟从主耶稣的话，那这四个启示其实是没有意义的。
And for the longest time, I love to hear good preaching.
我很长一段时间我就是喜欢听这个好的信息。
And because after I listen to good preaching, I feel good about myself and about being a Christian.
因为我如果听到一个好的讲台的信息，那我对我自己就感觉不错，那我对别人或者别人对我都感觉都不错。
But over time, I know what is missing on myself.
可是我在我心里面我知道有一个空处。
A lot of times, I know how to listen to good message, and I know how to explain the good message.
我时常知道怎么去听这些信息，也知道怎么去讲这些信息。
But a lot of times, I do not follow the revelation.
但是我并没有去实行这所有的这些信息里面所讲的。
So over time, the revelations become head knowledge.
所以这些信息到最后就变成只是一个头脑的认知。
When I listened to a good message, my spirit, my heart was racing very fast.
当我听到好的信息的时候，我的心，我的灵都起来了。
And I feel like, wow, this is great, and I need to pursue the Lord.
那我就感觉说，哦，这真好，那我真是要来跟从主耶稣。
But when I go back to home, everything is different.
但当我回到家之后，完全的情形又不一样了。
And the whole atmosphere is different.
所有的这个周遭的情形也都不一样了。
And very soon I go back to my old ways, old habits.
那很快的我就回到我以前生活的一些习惯。
And my habits were not that bad.
我的习惯也不是那么的坏。
But they were no match.To the revelation of Jesus Christ.
但是对神的启示是根本没有关系的。
And so we have to pay attention to how we live.
所以我们需要来知道说我们要如何来生活。
Which means how we are to relate in our environments.
要知道我们与我们周遭要来怎么来做接触，来怎么生活。
So therefore, I summed it up this way for the Matthew 16.
所以我就做了一个大纲就是马太第十六章。
That I determine to make, before I make requests of other people, I will make requests of myself to change.
在我要要求别人能够做到之前，我要要求我自己能够先做到。
And hopefully when I mention these things again, it will be somethingThat I have already changed about.
当我再来述说这十六章所说的，那至少我是有活出来这里面所讲的。
And so therefore, in order to it is not that to teach other people about what I know of Matthew 16, but rather to be role models for others about what Matthew 16 is about.
所以重点就是不是只是来跟大家别的人来分享说这十六章是在说什么，而是来做一个模范，来到底十六章在我身上有什么样子的一个改变。
And the church of the body of Christ needs a lot of role models.
在神的教会里面是真的是需要许多的模范。
And we learned that from the people of Israel.
我们也从以色列民族学到了这件事情。
The people of Israel in the Old Testament are famous of two things.
以色列民族在旧约有两件非常特别的事情特征。
One thing is that a lot of Israelites were shepherds.
他们是这个牧羊的民族。
And the other is that Israelites always have battles.
他们也时常有征战。
So they are shepherds, and they are soldiers.
所以他们又是牧人，也是战士。
And we know that among the people of Israel, they are very different from all the nations.
我们也知道这以色列民族跟所有其他的民族都是有不一样。
And the Arab shepherds will follow the sheep and to shepherd the sheep from behind.
那所有阿拉伯的这个牧人呢，他们是从后面来牧，就是在羊群的后面来牧羊的。
And they will drive the shepherds.
他们会来
with a group of shepherds and dogs and whatever.
他们会用狗，会用杖来带领这些这些羊群。
But then the Israelite shepherds will lead the sheep in front.
但是以色列的牧人们呢，他们是在羊群的前面来带领。
The Lord Jesus said, "My sheep knows my voice."
主耶稣说，我的羊认识我的声音。
The sheep of Israel knows, the Lord Jesus' voice.
所以以色列也认识这神的声音。
And the Israelite shepherds will whistle.
所以以色列的牧人会吹口哨。
And the sheep will follow in that direction.
所以那些羊群就会来跟从这个牧人。
And this is a very special way to lead the sheep.
这是一个非常特别的一个方法。
They will not go to a place to lead the sheep to go to a place without them first arriving that place.
他们不会带领羊群除非他们先到了那个地方。
And another thing is about Israelites is that they are famous of being soldiers.
另外一件事情就是以色列民族他们就是是战士。
I have read a book about Israel history called the Six Day War.
我有读过就是以色列的历史叫做六天的征战。
And that book talks about how all the Arab nations around Israel is suddenly attacking Israel all at once.
述说到就是当时阿拉伯许多的民族在以色列的周围一起来攻打以色列民族。
And the soldiers of Israel will have to face all the surrounding enemies at once.
那以色列民那时他们要一次要来面对这么多的敌人。
Literally 360 degrees around Israel.
就所有360度所有的方向都是敌人。
Israel is but a small country.
以色列不过只是一个小小的国家。
And they have only less than one tenth of the people, compared to the enemies.
在跟敌人的数目比较起来，他们是只不过是一个少于十分之一的人数。
But the Israel soldiers were the bravest of them all.
可是以色列民族是非常勇猛的。
And all the captains, the sergeants, if whatever size of the army they lead,
那不论是将军或者是那些带领兵队的人
，they always go. The leader always go ahead in charge.
那些带领的人一定是在最前面带领他的军队。
So the biggest casualty is not the little foot soldiers.
所以如果要有损伤的话，不是那些只是最小的那些士兵们。
A lot of times, the one who dies first are the officers.
时常就是那些上级官员会先在战场上身亡。
So if the higher rank officer die, the what next in rank will step up to be the leader.
那如果前面那个高官如果阵亡的话，下一个官员就会起来代替他那个位置。
And so on and so on and so on.
就一直后面就是这样换。
So a lot of times the soldiers of Israel they see that it is a worthy cause of death to defend their nation.
所以这是一个有真的为国家而战的这件事情是非常。有价值的。
Because they know that the one who tells them to fight the war is willing to lay down their life first.
因为知道就是带领他们的人是会先为他们来征战而在前头。
Therefore, even Israel was so small, but they defeated the enemies all around them.
所以虽然他们是一个那么小的国家，但是他们战胜了那个征战。
Our captain of salvation is Jesus Christ himself.
我们的 带领我们征战的是主耶稣基督。
When we live in this life, we face many, many enemies.
我们在这一生当中有遇见过许多的敌人。
A lot of times we suffered in the hands of the enemies.
我们有时候也因着敌人我们受煎熬。
But we remember Jesus Christ, the captain of salvation, will fight the war before we do.
但是我们要知道主耶稣一定会先为我们来征战。
In fact, he goes into deep into the enemy's territory.
他其实是到敌人的最深的最中心的部分。
And the enemy bit his heel.
虽然仇敌伤了他的脚跟。
But then he stomped the head of the enemy.
但是他践踏了仇敌的头。
The cross of Jesus Christ is the only way for salvation.
除了耶稣的十字架之外，并没有别的拯救。
Therefore, Jesus Christ will tell his disciples.
所以主耶稣就会对他的门徒说,
Today, including you and me.
就是你和我。
He says, if anyone desires to come after me,
如果有任何人愿意来跟从我的,
let him deny himself, pick up the cross and follow me.
就当舍己, 然后背着他自己的十字架来跟从我。
How are we to follow Jesus?
我们要怎么来跟从主耶稣呢?
It depends on if we understand what is to deny self.
我们要知道什么叫做舍己。
And then what is to pick up our own cross to follow him?
什么叫做背起自己的十字架来跟从他?
All the revelation of chapter 16, if we don't respond in this passage, will become nothing for any one of us.
如果我们不从这个角度来面对, 马太福音第16章的话是没有门路的。
If you want the life of Jesus Christ, and more abundant life for you, you have to come to be the Lord's disciples.
如果我们愿意来得到神丰富的生命，我们就一定要先来做神的门徒。
And if you want the revelation of the church to be a realistic thing for you, you have to come to be the disciple.
那如果你也愿意看到神那四个最大的启示能够活化在我们的能够成为真实的。 那我们也是要去来到神的面前。
And the same thing for the kingdom.
也讲到神的国度。
So again, I'm not trying to keep in the loop, but I want you to really follow this very carefully.
我不是只是想要一直在反复的述说，可是就是希望你们能够知道我现在在说的是什么。
Jesus Christ wants us to follow him because he has a will and he has a way for us.
神要我们来跟从他，因为他知道什么是道路，什么来叫我们来跟从。
Everything else outside of this will and the way will be destroyed.
除了在神旨意和他的道路之外，所有的事情都会毁坏过去。
The world is falling apart as we speak.
这个世界也是在毁坏当中。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit is urging all of us to pick up the speed in to build up this church.
所以神就是希望在我们这样的情形之下，希望我们能够稍微加点速度来建造这神的教会。
It begins with the life of Jesus Christ.
从神的生命开始，主耶稣的生命开始。
Which is the life of the cross.
就是十字架的生命。
The second aspect is the church.
第二个就是教会。
Which is the relationship of the cross.
就是与十字架的关系。
And the third thing is the kingdom.
第三个就是神的国度。
Which is the service of the cross.
就是十字架的实行。
A young person is very hopeful when he was born.
当年轻人在年轻的时候, 他对所有的事情都抱着许多的盼望和希望。
Something like that. But as he grows older,
可是当他长大一点之后,
and he hopes to establish his own household,
他就希望能够有一个家庭。
And as this house is established,
那当这个家庭被建造起来之后,
then he hopes to contribute to community, to the world.
那他也是希望对社区或者说对国家有点贡献。
And that is human thinking.
这就是人的想法。
And human experience.
这也是人的经历。
But we cannot build according to our thinking and our experience.
但是我们如果要建造，我们不能靠着我们自己的经历和认知而已。
Because that is how the nations is being built and the nations will be destroyed soon.
这也是这世界的国度是如何被建造，也是，但这样子的国度是不会存到永远的。
And the Lord is giving us this revelation so that we understand what is life.
所以神给我们这样启示，让我们知道什么是生命。
And then what is this household of God?
那神的家又是什么？
And then what is this kingdom of God?
那神的国度又是什么？
And they are all measured and centralized by the cross.
所有的这些事情是围绕着十字架来讲的。
Without the cross of Christ, there is no Christ.
如果没有十字架，就没有。
基督。 Without the relationship of the cross, there is no church.
没有与十字架的关系，就没有教会。
And without the service of the cross, there is no kingdom.
如果没有十字架的侍奉，就是没有神的国度。
The cross controls us all.
十字架是我们主控我们所一切的。
And through the cross, we today are following the Lord Jesus.
也是借着十字架，我们今天来跟从主耶稣。
Jesus says, if anyone wishes to come after me,
主耶稣说，如果有任何人愿意来跟从我，
he must deny himself.
他必须舍己。
Oh, I love this verse.
我实在是很爱这一节圣经。
And oftentimes I take pride in this phrase.
有的时候我对这节圣经也是非常的。
引以为傲 Because I thought I denied myself one day when Jesus called.
因为当主有对我有呼召的时候，我以为我就已经舍己了。
What does deny self mean?
什么意思叫舍己？
Deny self means that when Jesus has to make a request on you, you will answer and respond to him.
舍己的意思就是当神对你有呼召的时候，你对这个呼召有一个回应。
And you will say, Lord, you are everything, everything else doesn't matter.
就是对主说，主你是我的一切，其他一切都不重要。
And at one time, I was like that.
所以我有一阵子就是这样子的一个人。
And that is when I respond to the Lord and became I gave up everything to become a full-time minister.
所以当神呼召的时候，我就放弃所有的一切来跟从主耶稣。Now
today I know that was not enough.
但今天我知道那是不够的。And
that is the first stage.
那只是第一个阶段。Now
it doesn't mean that everyone should give up everything and become full-time minister.
我不是说每一个人都要放弃所有一切，然后做出来做。In
order to be qualified as the denied self.
来证明说我们是舍己的。But
I'm only saying that if you deny self, then that means you prefer the Lord over everything else.
但如果你是说要来舍己的时候，是当要主胜于一切。Now
that doesn't mean you are a nice person, then you will deny self.
不是说因为你是一个好人，所以你就能够舍己。And
we have many good brothers and sisters. They are nice people.
我们也有许多弟兄姊妹们，他们都是很好的人。And
they will always yield to other people because they are so nice.
那他们也时常为着别人来做很多的事情。And
you can be the nicest person, but you will not deny self in this definition.
但是你也可以成为这世界上最好的人，但却不舍己。
God is not interested in producing a lot of nice people.
神不是只是要来建造一些就是好的人而已。
God is interested in preparing his disciples so that they follow the Lord's way to build up the church and his kingdom.
神是希望有一群门徒能够来建造他的教会，他的国度。
So the cross of this self is very important.
所以这个舍己在十字架，在这个舍己上面是一个非常重要的。That
is when God made the request, you answer, say yes.
当神就是说，当神有一个要求的时候，我们就说是。Then
you are denying self.
那你就是舍己了。But
deny self requires a next step.
但舍己还需要有下一个步骤。Now
I say this, number one, not to encourage everyone to be a full-time minister.
第一个，我再慎重说明，我不是要每一个人都出来做全时间服事。Secondly,
I don't think. We have to respect the full-time minister. However,
但是我们也要尊重
Because at least at one point in time, they look considered the Lord above everything else.
因为这些人在他们一生的有一些的时段，他们真的是把神看作胜于一切。
I think I say this just to be fair, not to myself, but to all the co-workers.
我说这个也只是因为这需要就是为着所有的全时间服侍的，只是为了公平起见而说的。
A lot of times, because we are so mingled to be 打成一片。
我们时常打成一片。
So we think, oh, co-workers is just the same as everybody else.
所以这些服侍的弟兄姊妹们就跟我们也是一样的。
Sometimes we forget the price they pay to be co-workers.
我们忘记他们之前所需要付的代价而成为这全时间服侍的弟兄
姊妹。And so therefore sometimes we mistreat them or ignore their needs.
所以我们有的时候可能就会忽略他们或者忘记他们的需要。
But on the other hand, co-workers should also pay attention to the people who truly learn how to deny self.
另外一方面就是这些服侍的弟兄姊妹们也需要来
认识弟兄姊妹他们在舍己。
他们认识弟兄姊妹们的需要。
他们在舍己。
在舍己。
Because it is about a relationship of the church.
因为这是教会的之间的的关系。
As far as responding to the Lord's calling, the Lord's demand, actually a lot of times the co-workers are ahead of everybody else.
当有关于就是来回应神所要的要求的时候，这些全时间的确是在前面先回答了这些。
I would think it would be nice for the fellow brothers and sisters to follow.
希望就是所有的弟兄姊妹都愿意来跟从主耶稣。
But on the other hand, when the co-worker, for example, me,
但一方面讲就是像我或者是就全时间服侍的弟兄姊妹们。
I denied self long time ago, but I don't deny self anymore. I don't know what the Lord wants from me.
可能之前我知道舍己是什么，但是现在可能不知道了，因为我不知道神要我做什么。
And all of a sudden, Brother Wong, he has the will of the Lord.
但突然可能我们王弟兄会知道神的旨意是什么。
And he responded right away.
而且他也马上就回应了。
And then he became the leader in this area.
那他就成为在走在前面的这个领导的人。
Then I need to follow him.
那我就需要来跟从。
Our relationship in the church is a spiritual one.
我们在教会里面的关系是一个属灵上的关系。
It's never an earthly position.
不是只是世界上的一些地位而已。
If we want to be the Lord's disciples, we have to be serious about that.
我们如果要成为神主耶稣的门徒，我们就需要对这件事情有一个认真的态度。
If we are business people,
如果我们是做生意的
，selling diamonds,
买卖钻石。
We have to know what is the real diamond, what is the fake glass.
我们就需要知道说到底什么是真正的钻石，或者什么只是一个玻璃的钻石。
If we don't know the difference, then everything goes.
如果我们不能够辨认的话，那
To be the Lord's disciples, we have to recognize what is the real diamond, who is following the Lord.
当我们做主耶稣的门徒的时候，我们也是一样，就知道说到底我们是在跟从谁。
Then we can be built up together.
之后我们才能被来建造。
Every man's idea, man's suggestion doesn't mean a thing.
人的建议或者人的一些想法其实不是那么的重要。
But if we learn to deny self and be responsive to the Lord.
但如果我们愿意舍己来回应神所有的呼召。
We need the revelation to tell what is real, what is fake.
我们需要神的启示来跟我们讲说到底什么是真的，什么是假的。
That's why the Lord put this passage at the end after the revelations.
所以也是因为主耶稣把这节圣经放在这就是启示的后面。
If you don't have the revelations, it is nonsense to talk about deny self.是根本是多余的。如果你没有基督的启示， 你说舍己是一件多余的事情。 Because you can't.
因为你就是不行。
Because you are only, at best, you're trying to be a nice person so that we can live peacefully together.
照我们所有能的做的，就是只是做一个好的人， 能够来对待人。
The body of Christ is never a group of smart people.
神的肢体不是只是一群这个很有头脑的人。
The body of Christ is a group of people who learn to deny self.
神的肢体是一群人来认识什么叫做舍己。
According to the revelation of Jesus Christ.
是由对于启示的认知而来的。
When we have the life of the cross, then we can talk about the relationship of the cross.
当我们有十架的生命之后呢，我们才能来讲来述说就是十架的关系。
What is the Church of God?
到底神的教会是什么？
The Church of God is the group of Christians who has the life of the cross living together in relationship.
什么是教会？我们这些在一起的人呢，就是有一群人有神十架的生命的人在一起。
And if I have the life of the cross and Bitao has the life of the cross, then we have a relationship.
如果我有十架的生命，Sister Bitao也有十架的生命。
Then naturally we have a relationship.
那这样我们之间就自然而然有一个关系了。
When that relationship is taking place, the church is living out.
当这样的关系发生的时候呢，这个教会就活出来了。
And that's why Jesus said, not only you deny self if you wish to come after me.
所以主耶稣不只是说你要舍己来跟从我。
Jesus says you have to take up his cross, your cross, to follow me.
主耶稣也说到说你要背起自己的十字架来跟从我。
This is my own cross of life.
这是我自己的十字架，我的。
That I have to deal with and I have to be responsible for.
是我需要来负责，我需要来面对的。
Jesus said you have to love me above all else.
神说你要爱我胜于一切。
You said, Lord, I'm willing and I lay down everything else for you.
我就对神说，我就愿意舍弃一切来跟从你。
Immediately, Jesus said, you have to love your neighbor as yourself.
那第一件事情，主耶稣就说，你要爱你邻舍如。
Now, for those who truly do not take up his cross, will say, But Lord, who's my neighbor?
那当我们真的要来背起这个十字架的时候，你就问神说，到底谁是我们的邻舍呢？
For those who do not know how to take up his own cross.
是对于那些不知道要来怎么背起自己十字架的人。
They will return and ask the Lord, say, Lord, who is my neighbor?
他们这些人就会对神说, 到底谁是我们的邻舍呢?
Who is my neighbor?
谁是我们的邻舍?
I have a lot of neighbors in where I live.
在我住家附近有许多的邻舍。
And some people preach, those are your neighbors, so love your neighbors.
所以有的人就传讲说, 这些人就是你的邻舍。
No, but this is according to the words of God.
但不是的，这是应该是要从神的话来领受。
Our relationship is in Christ.
我们的关系是在神的里头。Our
spiritual addresses is in Christ.
我们的属灵的住址也是在十架。If
you say you have denied yourself, you have loved the Lord above all else, nobody can argue that.
如果你说你愿意舍己来跟从主，没有人可以说你不是。Because
nobody else knows how much you have denied yourself with.
因为没有人知道说你到底舍己了多少。
But everybody will trust you.
但是每个人都会相信。
Yes, you have denied yourself.
是你是有舍己。
The Lord Jesus immediately after says, take up his cross and follow me.
但主耶稣马上就说到你要背起你自己的十字架。
That taking up the cross, everybody will see.
但当你背起的时候，是人可以看见。
If Jesus said, I love you, and I die for you.
那你说，主，我爱你，我愿意为你舍命。
Then he goes from one side of the heaven to the next side of the heaven and say it is done.
从天的这边说到天的那边，然后就说这一切事情都已经做完了。
Then you will find out that you are not saved yet.
那你会发现说，其实你并没有得救。
Because God has not changed, therefore you have not changed.
因为神并没有做改变，所以你也没有做改变。
But God has come down to be a man.
但神是从天上来到地上。
Jesus Christ took the cross.
神，主耶稣，领受了十字架。
It is before he breathed his last, he said, it is finished.
当他最后一口气之前，他说这一切都已经成了。
Jesus Christ took his cross.
主耶稣背起了他的十字架。
He was the captain of salvation.
他也是救恩的元帅。
Those who want to follow him has to go through the same thing.
所以愿意来跟从他的，也要来走同样的这个道路。
Taking up our own cross is not a theory.
那背起自己的十字架不是只是一个论述。
It has to be seen.
论说，这是一个可以看见的。
It has to be seen in the church.
要在教会里面是可以看见的。
In every one of our relationship.
在我们每一个人当中的一些关系里面是可以看见的。
When two people disagree.
当两个人有不同的意见的时候
，It really doesn't matter.
其实不是那么的重要。
Because by nature we never agree.
因为照我们天然的情形来讲，我们从来都不会有同样的看法。
But if we are in Christ, having the same life of the cross.
但如果我们在基督里面，我们就有这十架的生命的时候
，Then you have a common language.
那我们就有同样的一个言语。
So when someone says, "Oh, the Holy Spirit lead me this way,"
所以如果有人说，哦，圣灵有带领我朝这个方向走的时候
，And I would say, "Let's support it."
那我就说好，那我就来一起来帮助你。
Because no one is greater than the Holy Spirit.
因为从来没有一个人大过于圣灵。
I will follow it.
我会跟从
But I won't follow it blindly.
可是我不会盲目的跟从
If it's from the Holy Spirit that has initiated this process,
如果是从圣灵而开始的
this person will begin to deny self and take up the cross.
那这个人呢，就是会来背起他自己的十字架
And if this person has not done it,
但如果这个人并没有这样做到的时候
then I say, before I follow you, why don't you take up the cross first?
但我就会说那你是不是应该先背起你的十字架？那我就会来跟从。
I state this in a very serious tone.
我说这些是在一个非常严肃的情形下说。
As serious as Israel is being bombed by the Hezbollah. 就好像以色列被真主教在那个投弹的一样。It is something very pressing, and you must deal with it right away.
这是一个很急需要马上面对的一件事情。
And for us to have the right relationship with one another is so important for our long-term survival.
我们之间的关系呢是在于我们长时间能够相处之下的一个很重要的一件事情。
If we only talk about outing, love feast, and have fun together, we are not a church.
我们如果只是说我们有一个爱宴，或者说出去郊游，还做一些活动。
If the love feast, outing, and all these fun activity together will bring us closer together, so we can practice the cross of Christ, we are a church.
如果这些事情能够带领我们到十架的关系的面前的时候，那我们就是在建造教会。
So we have to know what is the core and what are the peripheral.
所以我们要知道什么是重要的，什么是周遭的周围的。
Follow Jesus is number one.
跟从主耶稣是第一优先。
Which means deny self.
就是舍己。
Pick up his own cross.
背起自己的十字架。
So that the life of Christ can expand from the center.
所以神的生命就能从中心而扩散。
From Jesus Christ, his cross.
从主耶稣，然后他的十字架。
To the entire church, his house.
到神的教会和他的神的家。
To the entire kingdom of God on earth.
当扩及到神的国度在这个地上。
Then the revelation of the Lord will expand through us all.
那这样子，神的启示就能从我们扩展出去。
We are not to hear this message for someone else.
我们不是为着别人而听这样的一个信息的。
If anyone thinks in his heart, Brother Fandy, this is too much.
有人或许可能在心里会说，顾弟兄，你这样可能是讲的太多了。
Then I agree with you, Brother Fandy speaks too much.
那我就会我会认同你所说的。
But the important thing is that.It is each one for himself.
但重要的事情是每一个人都要对自己而负责。
Not denying Brother Fandy.
不是来舍顾弟兄。
Brother Fendi needs to deny Brother Fendi.
就顾弟兄要自己为舍顾弟兄自己来舍己。
But Brother Wang, Brother Chen, whoever needs to deny Brother Wang, Brother Chen himself.
所以王弟兄或陈弟兄自己他们要来为自己来舍己。
A lot of times we are good listener in the church.
我们很多时候都是很好的听众。
But we listen for someone else.
但我们都是为着别人而听。
Oh, this is not right. That is not right. It doesn't matter.
这件事情不好，那件事情不好。
Whether you think it's right or wrong, it doesn't change you a bit.
这件事情不会让你做任何的一个改变。
But if you take it from the Lord,
但如果你是从神领受的，
then this is a serious matter. You must deny self.
那这件事情就是很严肃的，我们必须要。
Take up your cross and have a right relationship with your brothers and sisters in the church.
而我们愿意就背起自己的十字架，与我们众弟兄姊妹们有一个很好的关系。
To follow the Lord.
来跟从主耶稣。
When we are ready, the Lord's disciples.
当我们愿意，我们预备好来做主耶稣的门徒的时候
，Then the Lord will command his disciples, go make disciples of the nations.
那神就会来对他的门徒说，到是天啊，是各天下去传扬。
How can we bring other people to Christ?
我们要来怎么带别人来信主耶稣呢
？If we ourselves are not obeying the Lord's command,
当我们自己却没有来顺服神的。
Some of us are already very obedient to the Lord's command.
可能有的人已经对神所说的话有绝对的顺从了。
They are naturally our leaders today.
他们就自然而然就是我们的带领的人。
Let us follow the captain of salvation.
让我们来跟随这救恩的元帅。
Sometimes we are far and away, so we don't hear Jesus speaking.
我们有的时候离神太远，我们就没有办法听到。
But then I can practice deny self by following.The other leaders that we can see in the church.
但我们可以来实习，就是舍己，来跟从我们的弟兄姊妹们。
So that we are in an orderly manner following Jesus.
所以我们就可以有顺
有次序的来
跟随
耶稣。The Lord Jesus says, "For whoever loses his life for my sake will find it."
如果你们有人愿意舍己你就会寻找到我。
If we have the life of the cross,
如果我们有十字架的生命
If we have the life of the cross,
如果我们有十字架的生命
Then we have the relationship of the cross,
我们就有十字架里面的关系
Then we have the service of the cross,
我们就能够有十字架的服事。
This service of the cross speaks of a kingdom that cannot be shaken.
我们这十架的服事是对于一个 永不震动的国度而讲的。
This kingdom cannot be shaken because it is based on the cross.
这个国度是不能震动，是因为是从十架而开始的。
And every part of the construction is tested by the cross.
所有的建造都是由十架来衡量的。
And the Lord Jesus guarantee that no enemy can take this apart.
那神也应许我们是。没有一个仇敌能够从他手中而夺去的。
I believe we all love Jesus.
我相信我们每一个人都爱我们的主耶稣基督。
And I believe we do have a heart to follow Jesus.
我也相信我们每一个人都有这样的心要来跟从主耶稣。
But let us walk in it.
但让我们就来行走这样的。
It does not begin by demanding someone else.
不是从来对别人要求而开始。
But by demanding in me, the change in me begin first.
让我们从我们自己的改变而开始。
Then begin to change in my relationship with other people.
让我跟周遭的人的关系而开始，从这边来开始。
Trust in the Lord and all His words.
相信神和他所说的话。
If you obey His words,
当我们愿意顺从他的话语的时候
，Before we know it.The nations will come to this church and ask for salvation.
在我们知道以前，这所有的国度都会来要来得着这样的救恩。
Everywhere else, it will still be very hot.
这世界各个角落还是一样会有高温。
There will be earthquake, famines, and the threats of war everywhere.
也会有地震，有饥荒，也有许多的征战。
Sometimes we Christians even afraid, oh, this is the end time, and then, you know, the Lord is going to come soon, and what shall we do? What shall we do?
我们是也是有时候就是当这样的事情发生的时候，我们也会恐惧说，哦，神的事要来的时候到，神要来的时候到了。
Well, if you can, turn on the air conditioning.
哦， 如果你能开你家里的冷气机
，Well, that problem goes away.
那这个高温的问题你就解决了。
Turn off the TV.
开电视。
Then the wars and then the famine and all these news, it's gone.
关掉你的电视，那这些所有你看到的这个新闻，这有关于饥荒的事，你就看不到了。
You may avoid it for a little longer.
你可以就是暂时
But you cannot avoid it for long.
但你不能永远的来逃避。
Because the Lord is coming.
因为神是要再来的。
We don't have time to burn.
我们并没有太多的时间。
We must begin with ourselves.
我们一定要从我们自己开始。
To make ourselves worthy to be called the disciples of the Lord.
让我们可以真的成为神的门徒们。
To love him and obey all he says.
爱他并遵守他所说的一切话。
Let's sing hymn 102 again.
让我们唱诗歌102首。